This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day on Wall Street. Amazingly, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 332 points. The Standard & Poor 500 up 49 points. I mean, this is a pretty solid day. Why? The economic news continues to be fairly terrible, as most people would consider it. And you also have a situation where there three-quarters of the American people think we are headed in the wrong direction. So what is going on? Are we in the midst of a recession already? Should we look forward, if that's the right word, to more recessionary, more shrinkage of our possibilities, of our growth, of our hopes? To get a perspective on all of this and the politics behind it, and also the big debates about the CHIPS bill, as it's called, about microchips and their role in the economy and the role of the government in supporting them. That bill, about to pass both houses of Congress and get signed by President Biden, and then there is the New Deal involving the Joe Manchin, Chuck Schumer bill. Is that a good thing for the country if we reach agreement on that? A fascinating person to speak about that is Jerry Boyer, who is the chief economist of Vidant Financial. He is the editor of Town Hall Finance, the editor of Business Channel, of the Christian Post, host of Meeting of the Minds with Jerry Boyer podcast, and more. He's also a friend. And Jerry, what is going on? First of all, are we in a recession already?
First of all, yes. Second of all, the most honorific thing you mentioned was friend of Michael Medved. So out of all those titles, I think I like that one the best.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we're in a recession. We've been in a recession since January or maybe February. And I know there's a kind of political game going on here with the definition of a recession. Earlier this week, the Biden administration put out a statement saying, well, you know, if just because we have two quarters in a row of negative economic growth, you know, even if we get a negative economic growth number on Thursday, that's not actually what a recession is. You know, this is the, we're the experts. That's not the actual definition of a recession. It's only a recession if the National Bureau of Economic Research says it's a recession. Well, that's flatly false. The dictionary definition of a recession is two or more quarters in a row of economic growth. Also, there is a legal definition of a recession. It's in the U.S. Code, based on law. That also defines a recession as two or more quarters in a row of economic growth. Most of the developed world defines a recession as two or more quarters in a row of economic growth. And the predicted, you know, the futures markets that we talk about where you place a, you know, bet on politics, you can also do that on recession. And when they do those contracts, how do you know you won? You buy 30 cents, you buy a future for 30 cents. And then at the end, how does predicted or one of these other futures market decide whether we in fact had a recession? Well, they use the same definition as everybody else in the world, two quarters of negative economic growth. And we found out today that that's exactly what we had. It is a recession.
Okay, so the question is, what do we do about it? Is there any possibility, you think, that before the election, before the installation next January of a new Congress that presumably will replace Nancy Pelosi with Kevin McCarthy, the Republicans with the Republicans replacing the Democrats, with before that change occurs, is there anything that could be done to try to reduce the pain for the average American family?
Well, I suppose you can reduce it a little bit, but I don't think you can really solve the economic problem with anything that's on the table right now from the administration. Plus, there's a sort of a lag. Let's say that things get better in October. nobody changes their mind. So we're pretty much getting, you know, almost like locked in with our sense of economic bad times. Now, as an economist, my job is to say recession or no recession, right? But for most Americans, they just think good times, bad times. So let's say in the fall, we move into positive territory, like we have a little bit of economic growth. But, you know, prices are still 10% or 8% or even 5% higher than they were before. Most Americans don't say, well, it's inflation, but not recession. We just sort of kind of say, are these good times or bad times? And they're bad times economically, no matter what one particular monthly economic report says. And I really think it's too late for them, unless something changes in an incredibly dramatic way. And I don't see anything like that on the horizon. We're going to go into this election with the sense that these are bad economic times, which is why the political futures market has the Republicans at 55% for the House.
55%, I would have thought it would be higher than that. What about the Senate?
The Senate is a little bit higher than that, but I don't have that number in front of me.
In other words, they think it's more likely that the Republicans win the Senate than the House?
They're very similar numbers. They're both in that mid-50s to high-50s area.
Right. And I know that the political futures markets, it's a real thing, and you are the wizard of the political futures market. Do they see Joe Biden winning a second term?
19%.
19% chance? That's the same as his rate of approval among Hispanics, according to a new Quintiac.
That's interesting. So this is kind of amazing. 30% Donald Trump, 28% Ron DeSantis, 19% Joe Biden. So the real battle for the presidency right now is between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. Now, of course, by the time we hit the general election, we will have nominated one or the other. But like as of right now, when we don't know for sure who's won the nomination, the two most likely presidential winners are Trump and DeSantis.
Uh-huh. And do they give you any odds for who they think is more likely to be a Democratic presidential nominee? Right now they're saying over on the Democratic side that the two most viable candidates are Gavin Newsom, Governor of California, and Vice President Kamala Harris. What do the markets say?
They're both equally likely to win the presidency, which is at 8%, you know, so not very
8%.
Likely.
Right.
For the general election, but if we're asking about the primary, Newsom is ahead of Harris, kind of closing in on Biden. So it's Biden, Newsom, Harris, with Biden by about 10% lead. So the likely scenario for the Dems is Biden wins the nomination. The likely scenario for the Republicans is Trump wins the nomination. And then the likely scenario in the general is Trump wins the general. By the way, doing a little bit of that wizardry, you know, my expecto patronum or accio or whatever it is, I was able to calculate that even though Trump is more likely to win the primary, DeSantis is more likely to win the general if he wins the primary. In other words, if you're trying to choose in the primary who's most likely to win in November, you would go with DeSantis over Trump.
Yeah, I mean, look, obviously there's a question of a certain amount of baggage that DeSantis doesn't have. Right now you don't have the Justice Department investigating criminal charges against Ron DeSantis for anything, do you? Jerry Boyer, in terms of the long-term future of the country, there are still reasons for optimism. I know you have to run a busy time. I mean, reasons for optimism in terms of, do you think, just yes or no, inevitably the market is going to start heading back south again because of the recession that we've entered?
No, I think the market is essentially betting that we're almost through the recession.
Okay,
so I think it's going to be fed from now on.
That's terrific and great news, I guess. Jerry Boyer, a real pleasure. Coming up, canceling debt is not a radical idea, says an historian. It goes back to biblical times. What can the Biden administration learn from those biblical and other experiences? Coming up on the MedVet Show. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Michael Medved Show. I want to respond to a smart email that came in. And the email is from Michael in Seattle. And he writes in, Michael, you need to acknowledge that in a previous ruling by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, the changes were made to the voting practices in Wisconsin during the 2020 election that were unconstitutional according to the state constitution. Please look it up. At the time of the ruling, they also noted that they would not go back and decertify the election. Please report this issue fairly. The decertification, which is still being pushed by Republicans in Wisconsin, particularly a member of the State House of Representatives who's running for higher office. I believe he's running for Secretary of State in Wisconsin. It's a primary coming up. His name is Tim Ramthan. He's still pushing to decertify the election 2 years ago that occurred in Wisconsin. And by the way, did not determine the election. Biden won by 36 electoral votes. Wisconsin constituted 10 of them. So you're very far from overturning a national election. In any event, this is a appeared 3 weeks ago in the Washington Post. Split Wisconsin Supreme Court rules drop boxes are illegal. Voters must mail or hand deliver absentee ballots to clerk. In a 4-3 decision, again, this is 3 weeks ago, the state's high court upheld a lower court's January ruling that absentee ballots must be delivered by mail or in person to a local clerk's office or a designated alternate site. However, the court did not rule on whether voters can have someone else handle their ballots on its way to a mailbox. The divided Wisconsin Supreme Court barred the use of most ballot drop boxes and ruled voters could not give their completed absentee ballots to others to return to election clerks on their behalf, a practice that some conservatives disparage as ballot harvesting. Voting rights proponents said the decision would make it harder for voters, particularly those with disabilities, to return their absentee ballots. Many Republicans countered the ruling provides needed protections against voter fraud and could help prevent someone from casting a ballot in the name of someone else. For years, ballot drop boxes were used without controversy across Wisconsin. Election clerks greatly expanded their use in 2020 during the coronavirus pandemic as an absentee voting hit unprecedented levels. Okay, the point about all of this is I mentioned very specifically, we went at the very end of last week. No, actually, it was earlier this week. It was the beginning of this week. My wife and I went to our local drop box, dropped our ballots in for the primary elections coming up, which I hope everyone will participate in. It's worth voting in a primary, even though this state is so heavily Democratic that sometimes kind of Republicans give up hope. Don't. Go out there and vote for Tiffany Smiley, for instance, for U.S. Senate, and play an active role. The point about this is I honest to God do not understand the obsession with any of this. And that's why I read with great interest a headline in the New York Times. It's an article today. It says, man's hobby was getting many ballots, officials say. 2 years ago, a Manhattan resident named Louis Koch asked the New York City Board of Elections to mail him absentee ballots for the primary and general elections for 2020. He didn't stop there. Since then, Mr. Koch, or Mr. Koch, it's K-O-C-H, like the Koch brothers, he has obtained well over 100 absentee ballots in the names of other people, including prominent politicians, journalists, and lawyers, without their permission, according to a criminal complaint filed in federal district court. But despite ordering all of those ballots, Mr. Koch never cast them in an election. He told FBI agents who interviewed him last month that he collected the ballots as a hobby, the complaint said. The hobby may become an expensive one. Mr. Koch, 39, was arrested on July 8th, and he was charged with using false information in voting and identity theft. He was released on a $250,000 bond pending further legal proceedings. According to the complaint, Mr. Koch applied for the absentee ballots by entering his victims' names, dates of birth, counties of residence, and zip codes into the election board's website. He then directed that the ballots be mailed to his apartment in Manhattan and a family home in Tenafly, New Jersey, the complaint said. the Elections Board is reviewing its records, identified at least 95 additional absentee ballot requests in the last week of May, which had been submitted in the names of other people, including recognizable politicians, media personalities, and lawyers, the complaint said. On June 30th, the FBI conducted searches of Mr. Koch's addresses. The complaint said, in his Manhattan apartment, agents found more than 100 absentee ballots in the names of other people, which had been issued by New York, California, and Washington, D.C., for various elections, including the June 28th New York primary. At the Tenafly residence in New Jersey, agents searched Mr. Koch's childhood bedroom and seized additional such ballots, the complaint said. The number of absentee ballots cast in New York City has varied in recent years, reaching nearly 684,000 in the November 2020 general election. Mr. Ignazio, who is one of the officials who's been looking at this, said that the board's investigation found that none of the absentee ballots Mr. Koch was said to have obtained in the names of other people were ever cast in any election. A U.S. Attorney's Office spokesman declined to comment. Mr. Koch is registered as a Democrat, what a shock, according to a public record of the Elections Board. According to the complaint, Mr. Koch and the FBI agents, when they met, he told them that he had been ordering ballots in other people's names since at least 2020, and he has enjoyed this as a harmless hobby. Well, it's not harmless, and in fact, it may even be useful, because it indicates that you have to do more than to basically trust people when you send them the absentee ballots that can be sent in and then voted by someone unscrupulous. The one thing is that they do check signatures. They do. And they here in Washington, they actually ask you to put your phone number on if they find a problem with your signature, with it not matching, or any of the information not matching, to make sure you're a real person. And the idea that they've sent FBI agents and local state agents and cops to arrest this guy, look, it's appropriate, and it should be encouraging for people who want election integrity. Speaking of election integrity, what about the criminal case against Donald Trump? We will get to that with David French coming up on The Medved Show.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The second quarter GDP report says the economy shrunk by 0.9%. This marks the second consecutive quarter of the economy shrinking, a key indicator that the economy is in a recession. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, mocks the Biden administration's latest effort to dismiss concerns of an economic recession.
Now? No, it's not a recession. The economy's just slowing. You'd rather redefine a recession than restore a healthy economy?
President Biden released a statement Thursday calling the report no surprise, but also arguing the job market and consumer spending are still strong. One person is dead after flooding hits parts of eastern Kentucky. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear describing what happened as one of the worst flooding events in the Commonwealth's history. USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And on the Michael Medved Show, always a pleasure and an honor to welcome to this show my friend David French. He is the senior editor of The Dispatch. He is also a columnist for The Atlantic. He is also one of America's most successful and prominent conservative religious liberty attorneys. He's the author of several books, including Divided We Fall, The Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, and much more. And he also is responsible for some of the most piercing and deep commentary about our current political situation. David, I hope you're enjoying a great summer.
Well, thanks so much for having me, and I'll say I'm enjoying a really hot summer.
Even here in the Northwest, where generally this has been a week of unseasonably, well, I guess it is seasonable, it's unusually warm weather. Okay, speaking about getting warmer, right now, today, there's news about Mick Mulvaney going in, the former budget director, former congressman from South Carolina, former acting chief of staff for President Trump. He's gone in to have a little chat with the people who work together with Liz Cheney and Benny Thompson and the January 6th Select Committee. And there's talk that the next close associate of President Trump who might go in to speak with them would be Mike Pompeo. Do you believe it is looking more and more likely that the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, will be forced to move towards some kind of indictment against the former president, which would be unprecedented and wildly controversial? What do you think happens?
So I think likely is a strong word, but I think it's getting more and more possible. And the reason why it's getting more and more possible is the evidence is quite frankly accumulating. And what's important to understand, it's not just accumulating in D.C. surrounding January 6th itself. It's accumulating around Georgia. And Georgia is the place where, truth be told, if Donald Trump wasn't the former president of the United States and he was sort of the former sheriff of Fulton County, he'd already be indicted. I don't think there's much doubt of that. The way in which the combination of the threats to the Georgia Secretary of State surrounding the command to find almost 12,000 votes to hand in the state, the not at all implicit or veiled threat to prosecute if he didn't, combined with the fake electors scheme, which keep your eyes on this fake electors scheme, because Georgia law is very, very clear about one of the election fraud felonies includes tampering with, for example, elector lists. So keep a close eye on Georgia. Keep a close eye on the grand jury in Washington. But as you said, it's so unprecedented to indict a former president that you could have a set of facts that would lead to virtually any other human being in the United States being indicted, and the attorney general or perhaps the prosecutor for Fulton County would choose not to indict just because of the political and cultural dynamic. But if his name wasn't Donald Trump, or if he wasn't former president, if he was a former sheriff or a former state legislator, we would be waiting for that indictment. It would be coming any time.
Okay, let me ask you this, because obviously we're talking about an election year where the former president is a likely candidate for the presidency another time. And I know that one of the standards that attorneys general try to maintain, that the legal profession tries to maintain, is that the Justice Department isn't supposed to be used as a political cudgel. You're not supposed to play political games with the Justice Department. Wouldn't Garland be opening himself to that kind of charge? And is it not possible that in the midst of a campaign for another term, that Trump might actually gain from the confirmation of what he has said? He said recently in his speech in Washington, D.C., he said he's the most persecuted person in all of U.S. history. And do you don't want to the Department of Justice does not want to confirm that designation, do they?
Well, here's the problem. So the problem is, if there are facts that would lead to Trump being indicted unless he were the former president, I mean, it's sort of a situation where Garland's in a bind here, because we're beginning to, the facts are beginning to emerge to such an extent that you're putting a situation where the only reason he would not indict Trump is because Trump is the Republican front runner. And that's also a political matter. Do you want to give somebody, a citizen of the United States, that much leeway to break the law because they're that powerful? In other words, their power buys them buys them impunity. So it's a real problem that I think that Trump has put the DOJ and prosecutors in a real bind, because he's engaged in behavior that pretty clearly implicates both federal and state criminal law. But at the same time, everyone knows that prosecuting him for that behavior would be a political firestorm, but it's a political firestorm to not prosecute him. So his behavior has put prosecutors in a real bind here. And the way I look at this is, if the case is clear, he should be prosecuted. If you have to stretch the law, if you have to extend the law in a way where it maybe is moving beyond or moving to the edges of relevant precedent, then don't do it. The political firestorm is just too big. It's too fraught. But if the facts indicate that there is a clear case that he violated either federal or state election law, I think you have to prosecute him, because we cannot have a rule of law if one of the rules is, well, there's a point where you become too powerful to prosecute.
One of the things, David, that you and I have talked about before is you did a book about the United States actually breaking apart, states seceding, the country actually becoming a very different series of countries that would be somewhat competitive with each other. Do you still believe that's a real possibility?
I think it's a possibility. I think that what I wanted to do when I wrote the book was I wanted to highlight that we don't have any truly important cultural, political, religious, or social trends that are pulling Americans together more than they're pushing us apart. And that book was published in September 2020, and I didn't anticipate things getting as bad as they've gotten. So you have a situation as quickly as they have. So the book is written in September 2020, January 6, 2021, you know, just a little more than 3 months after publication. A mob storms the Capitol, the first, you know, disrupting the tradition of peaceful transition of power that has reigned for generations in the United States. Then you have polling data that indicates up to 52% of Trump voters would be okay with blue states seceding. Almost 40% of Democratic Biden voters would be okay with red states seceding. You saw recent polling that up to a quarter of Americans indicated that they believe it may be necessary to take up arms against the government. There's a combination of polling data combined with escalating incidents of political violence, you know, everything from the attempted assassination of Brett Kavanaugh to the person arrested who was staking out Pramila Jayapal's home. I mean, we could just go down incident after incident after incident on the right and on the left of political violence, and it's dangerous.
Okay, so what I want to talk about is from your common sense Christian perspective, what do we do to bring our people and this country that we love back from the brink? Because the brink that we're talking about now is pretty darn awful. We will be right back with David French coming up on the MedVet Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
On the Michael Medved Show, this is a sour time for the United States of America. More and more people believe that we're headed in the wrong direction. The polling now has gone up to 85% who believe that. There are polls virtually every week. There's new polling that shows that Americans really are ready for some kind of civil war. They're ready to take up arms against the government. I'm not sure what exactly they're going to protest against the government with their arms. People are on edge. They are distrustful. Crime is going up, and I think that part of the whole political atmosphere promotes the rise in crime. It doesn't do anything to correct it. David French, who is a senior editor of The Dispatch and a columnist for Atlantic, also, I should mention, a decorated veteran of our armed services for service in Iraq. David, what does the country need most to try to put the pieces back together?
That is a tremendous question. And the best way I can put it is that the exhausted majority needs to become energetic. And here's what I mean by the exhausted majority. This is a group of Americans, the majority of Americans, more than two-thirds, in fact, that social science tells us that they're on the right, the left, and the middle. It's not all everyone, all the moderates in the middle. There are people on conservative, progressive, moderate, who are sick of the polarization. They are done with the polarization. They are tired of a political culture in which the two wings, the two polarized wings, are tearing each other to shreds. And the good news is that's a majority of Americans. The bad news is they're exhausted. They've pulled away. They're not exerting the power, the decisive power they would have over our body politic. And I'm convinced that they're going to remain exhausted until leadership can step forward that can activate them. So I think there is a huge untapped reservoir of Americans who are ready for something else, but they've not been given the vision for something else. No one has been able to give them the vision for something else. And part of that is, you know, a lack of leadership. Part of that's structural. I mean, you know, we have highly gerrymandered districts where small minorities of the United States can control essentially large majorities of Congress. I mean, these are structural problems. But the good news is we do have a majority of Americans who are sick and tired of the unrelenting polarization. The bad news is they're responding by stepping away from politics and not leaning in to correct what's ailing us.
If I know that Andrew Yang, who is planning, I guess, to run for president again, this time not as a Democrat but as an independent, is trying to organize some new third party. Third parties tend to fare very poorly in the United States.
Right.
They don't work. In terms of the kind of leadership, we're all waiting for that leadership. Do you have some sense, David, if someone asked you, what should that leadership promise in terms of healing and unification?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, one of the things the leadership can promise, that this is a low bar, that they're not going to be toxic. They're not going to contribute to the problem. In other words, they're not going to treat their opponents as enemies to be destroyed, but as fellow citizens to be governed for the common good, for the good of the country. So if you can just elevate politics a tiny bit out of the dynamic that says the libs are to be owned or the conservatives are to be dominated, that's a start. The second thing is, there's a emerging school of thought about politics that is not populism, but it's called popularism. And it's essentially saying, wait, shouldn't government do things that are both beneficial and popular? In other words, rather than playing to polarized bases, rather than motivating bases, find a few measures, a few things that are both beneficial and popular and focus energy there. And this would be a change. I mean, look, in 2012, Barack Obama won the presidency, and won re-election in large part by activating his base around things like this alleged war, fictional war on women that existed. No one would say that Trump won 2016 by broadly reaching out across the big American middle. And in 2020, although Biden did reach out to that big American middle, and it's one of the reasons why he won, he's been very hit or miss on the way that he's governed. I mean, some things that he's signed into law are broadly popular, and some things are, in some ways, he's catered to sort of the left-wing base of the party. And so I think there's some low-hanging fruit out there, but one of the problems that we have is, that all sounds well and good in theory, right? All of these theories sound great, but they have to be connected to actual people. And I applaud what Andrew Yang is trying to do. I don't know if he's the person who can activate this sort of, this lingering, or not lingering, but prevalent resentment towards both parties. I applaud the idea. I applaud the concept. It's just whether the execution is possible is what I wonder.
And speaking about the execution, one of the things that I've been focused on is there is so much disgust, and that's not too strong a word, on both sides, on all sides,
yes,
everywhere, with the system we have of choosing a president of the United States.
Yes.
The fact that it could come down to the Electoral Count Act, which desperately needs to be repaired.
Right.
And the entire lunacy of, look, I think it's a bad thing for the country that we have two of our, the two most recent Republican presidents have both been initially elected, but with while losing the popular vote.
Right.
Don't you think one of the things that could unite more people across party lines is just making elections not so damn long, so ridiculously expensive,
yeah,
so never-ending,
yeah,
and simplifying the nomination and the election process without changing the Constitution, which I think is doable?
Yeah, I do think that there is a need for... there's a need for clarity. There's a need for efficiency and competence. I mean, think about, for example, the disparity in competence that you see in the various states. So Florida, which was burned pretty badly in 2020 and has had more than its share of hyper close elections, has its act together and it can count votes quickly. and did count votes quickly in 2020. And then in other states, you've seen legislatures play games with vote counting so that, you know, Republican legislatures deliberately withheld and refused to pass laws allowing the counting of absentee ballots as they came in, requiring them to be opened and counted on election day after the polls close, so that results are then delayed materially as people count the votes, and that delay causes mistrust. So there's all kinds of things that we can do to build trust in our elections, because our elections are becoming a real flashpoint. And I saw someone say this on Twitter, and I think it's exactly correct, that this country, and there's so much paranoia surrounding elections, and there's so many people are convinced that their side only loses through fraud or misconduct, that this country could literally tear itself to pieces without having a single unfair election just because of slowness, inefficiency, and mistrust.
And again, this at an epoch where, in an era when we are so much more technologically advanced than it should be doable. I think part of what you have is also the disparity. I mean, I believe in federalism, but the idea that from one state to another, there is a completely different approach to not only how you are going to end up allotting the electoral votes, but how you allot the votes at a party convention. And by the way, if conventions aren't going to matter, and they don't anymore, why do they even exist? It's just a matter of spending more money for a partisan pep rally, which usually doesn't provide too much in the way of inspiration. There's all that deserves conversation. David French, senior editor at The Dispatch, he has a terrific new piece that's up at The Dispatch called "Is There a Christian Case for Trump?" And much, much more. A consistent voice of clarity and force and necessity for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with